This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast. It is season number three. It's episode number 25. The Cubs season is upon us. Don't forget to listen, download, subscribe to the Fly the W podcast, and don't forget to leave those five-star reviews. In this segment, Crawley interviews Hall of Famer and one of my all-time favorites, if not my all-time favorite, Andre Dawson, to talk about what it takes for hitters to get ready during spring training and to talk about the upcoming Andre Dawson bourbon tasting event at Rizzo's across from Wrigley Field on April 4th. Our very own Crawley will be emceeing this event. You don't want to miss it.
Joining me now on the Fly the W podcast, it is my pleasure, it is my honor to have on the Hall of Famer, the Hawk, Andre Dawson. Andre, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
I am doing well. I'm excited because opening day is coming up. The Cubs opener is April 1st at Wrigley Field. And that very same week, you're going to be in town doing a great bourbon tasting at Rizzo's across from Wrigley Field on April 4th. So I am excited about the Cubs coming back to town, and I'm excited about Andre Dawson coming to town.
Well, I'm excited also at the start of this baseball season, just a week away. And you know, I look forward to it. I look forward to getting back to opening day and, you know, seeing the team. I was out in spring training briefly, and I didn't get to really see too much, only actually a game and a half. But very upbeat. Everybody, I was looking forward to, you know, getting out of Arizona and getting the season started. And they open up in Texas, as we all know, but I'm looking forward. I won't be there. I'm looking forward to opening day. I will be in Chicago.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, as a player, what did you do in spring training? What was the most important thing for you to get yourself ready for the season?
Well, I got myself ready for the season prior to spring training. And that was, you know, most of my conditioning and strengthening of the joints, especially the arm. Spring training was the necessary month to get your rhythm, your timing, when it, you know, came to performing offensively. So playing in the games, I would play in all of about 30 plus odd games or so. And, you know, each day you go out, you do something that prepares you for day one of the regular season. And for me, the most part was getting the kinks out, making sure that my rhythm was where I wanted to be, the timing was on. And that's what, you know, I geared myself in spring training for. The off season was conditioning and that sort of thing. But, you know, playing the games and recreating that familiarity itself was what I looked forward to in spring training.
Now, how big of a part is it at spring training as getting to know the team and starting to gel as a group?
Well, there are always changes, of course, during the course of the offseason. There are trades, there are free agents that are signed, there are new players that come aboard and are given a look. So, again, the familiarity of the individuals that you're around, getting to know them, their makeup, you know, how you're going to perhaps gel together as a ball club, all that plays an important role during that 1 month session. And that's a big part, that's a big and integral part of, you know, how you get out of the blocks and how you gear yourself for the season itself.
Now, I remember in 1989, the boys of Zimmer, that spring training did not go good. Did you guys as a team really worry about the results of spring training or did not get in your head too much?
Not really. You don't worry about a lot that you go on during spring training, other than the fact that hopefully you don't have too many injuries. But the season is a different monster. We were a team that was a mixture of some seasoned veterans, and we had some young players who were trying to not only just make the ball club, but make the starting lineup. And that proved to be pivotal as far as that season was concerned, because we had two players who sort of battled it out for the Rookie of the Year award, who played a very pivotal part in the success of the team. So you don't really draw too much conclusion about spring training. You just hope that you can break camp and you're healthy. And that's when the bell rings and, you know, you sort of become a different kind of ball player.
Now, Andre, as I said, Wrigley opening day, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there April 1st. But especially for fans in the Chicagoland area, and I know a lot of people that also come and they spend that first week at Wrigley Field, just getting in all that opening week vibes, there's going to be a special event at Rizzo's, which is across the street from Wrigley Field, on Thursday, April 4th from 6 to 10 p.m. And you have a bottle of bourbon that is for sale, and this is really exciting. Tell our listeners about Cooperstown Brewery and Distillery and how you got involved with them.
Yes, I entered into an agreement with Cooperstown Brewery. They wanted to sort of invent a bourbon of all things, and I'm not really a drinker. But the theme seemed to fit very well. Cooperstown, Andre Dawson, being that I'm in the Hall of Fame there. And the concept that they had, from what I understand, a lot of people who have tasted, tested, tried it, who are bourbon drinkers, seem to like it. I can't really tell you what it tastes like because I'm not a drinker. But the event itself, again, like you said, is going to be Thursday. And I was happy, you know, when they approached me to be a part of it. There are some other athletes throughout the sports industry who have ties to Cooperstown and who worked with them in similar projects. And when they reached out to me specifically in particular, yes, I was excited about the prospect of coming aboard and working with them.
So if you are going to the event, each attendee is going to receive one bottle of Andre Dawson Elite Limited Edition Bourbon. And I actually have a bottle of it here, Andre. I keep one for display and then one is top shelf for when I have special guests in the Cubs cave. And this is what it looks like. The one that each attendee is going to get is actually going to have a metal plate on it and you sign each of those. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I sort of looked at it like a collectible, in a sense, you know, because of the bottle design being that of a baseball, and then with the label, the plate on the face of it being autographed by me. So that was, you know, the first concept I drew from it. But of course, there are those drinkers out there who are going to want to know what it tastes like and going to open the bottle. So there are not that many of them, from what I understand, but there's going to be a reproduction, and hopefully, you know, this thing can take off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, the bourbon, like I said, is produced by Cooperstown Distillery, and we did a very small tasting before this big one at Rizzo's. It was so popular, people said, look, this was great, but, you know, we did it at the Club 400 condo, and so many people didn't get on that invite list. They were disappointed, and so we said, okay, let's go someplace bigger. Let's go Rizzo's. So you are literally in the shadow of Wrigley Field, and as you mentioned before, this right here, this picture right up here, this is what the attendees are going to get. And if you're on the 670 The Score YouTube channel, you can see it's the same thing. It's the bottle, except there's a metal plate. Andre signs that. And then there's other bourbons from Cooperstown Distillery that are going to be available to test. And I can tell you, Andre, that, you know, I'm not the biggest bourbon connoisseur, but I know a good bourbon. And this was absolutely delicious. There was no burn to it, high quality, and it's rated 95 out of 100. So, I mean, I know you, Andre, you don't want to, you know, just slap your name on any old thing. This is high quality. And the fact that Cooperstown Distillery is so well known in New York, it goes to show you, you know, what the attendees are going to get if they come to the event.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, not being a drinker, I don't drink alcohol. I did question first, what does it taste like? And do people like it? Do they enjoy drinking it? And I understand bourbon can be a strong drink, and there's a specific way you drink it. I've been told you got to mix ice cubes with it. But I wanted to know definitely that it was going to be something that people were going to like and enjoy before I wanted to move forward with it.
Right. And so these bottles retail for $125. But if you come to the event, all attendees, they get to taste the Andre Dawson bourbon. You, each attendee will meet you, post for a photo with you, and then they get the bottle of bourbon photo taken with their cell phones. And that's what I did last time. If you see this picture right here, there's me and you at the Club 400 condo, and I have the bottle of bourbon right there. And, you know, we just had so much fun last time tasting these bourbons. And, you know, we got, you know, you tell some stories. There's going to be a Q&A, which I'm going to be hosting. It's a 20-minute Q&A. I'm going to tell some stories. We're going to take some questions from the audience. How much fun do you have telling some of those stories of the past?
It just reminds me of, you know, the past and the times, actually. But most important, you know, I really get a kick out of the fans, just mixing, mingling with them. And, you know, they even have stories and listening to some of that. But I enjoy that because there's not a fan like a Cub fan. And when you get the opportunity to just, you know, spend that kind of cozy moment with them, I look forward to it. It's exciting. It's fun. And, you know, it makes for a pleasant, enjoyable evening and event.
And Andre, not only are they going to get to, you know, get the bourbon, get the photos, get, you know, get to taste the bourbon and listen to the Q&A, you will sign one item personally autographed. You're going to autograph for it. So any attendee, they bring an item and you will sign it. And Andre, I'm going to admit I have a lot of items that got signed from you over the years. I'll tell you why, though. Here's a 16 by 20 I have of you. And you actually told me how it should, what inscription should be on there. You actually said, I recommend this. I went with your recommendations, got your rookie of the year and MVP on it. This was a baseball that you signed with the Hall of Fame inscription. And then this is one of the pieces in my collection that I cherish. There's only 15 of these made. We'll tell the story at the event because, you know, I don't want to keep you too long, but the blank contract. But when you look at your writing, how important was it for you to, you know, now some of days I see autographs and I can't even make out who it is. Your autograph to me is easily a top three autograph as far as any sports autograph.
Well, I guess I should take a lot of pride in it because one of my aunts, my first grade teacher, used to keep me after class and she would make me write on the chalkboard. Now, this, you're talking about first grade. And I not only wrote in manuscript, but she taught me how to write cursive as a first grader. And I thought it was a form of punishment because everybody else was going home. But I later on saw the significance in it. And yes, I really take a lot of pride in it. I take my time with it. You know, I'm never in a rush for anything anyway. But I think it's something that, you know, if a fan requests that, at least make it legible so they can some sort of way make out what it should say. And, you know, for me, I don't just like to just throw anything on whatever it is, a ball, a photo, or a bat. I want it to be legible.
And not only that, you're one of those people that you always are very kind to the people when they come to get things signed. You talk to them, you listen to their stories. You don't just rush them out of the way. And I love that about you.
Well, I appreciate that because, hey, it's just another game without the fans.
Right. And so, Andre, I mean, again, we're talking about every attendee is going to get one of these bottles of bourbon rated 95 out of 100 from Cooperstown Distillery, $125 retail. They're going to get to taste it. They're going to get to post for pictures with their cell phones. They're getting one item signed personally by you. And not only that, you got a Q&A session. And we're going to be raffling off some signed Andre Dawson items. So some lucky attendees are going to come home with even more stuff from you. So this is really an event that is we're raising money for charity to benefit Club 400 charities, Cub fans helping Cub fans, my friend Stuart McVicker. Andre, I know you've done a couple events with Stuart, and you know that Stuart always puts on top-notch events.
Yeah, he do. And I got to give him a lot of credit for that. He really extends himself when it comes to that. And need to be a few more people like him around.
I 100% agree with you. If our listeners are interested and would like to come to this event, I'll be there. Stuart will be there. And obviously the Hall of Famer, Andre Dawson's going to be there. And the guys from Cooperstown Distillery is going to be there to kind of talk about the distilling process, which is really, really cool. All you have to do is get your tickets at www.club400cubs.com. That's www.club400cubs.com. I'm going to tweet the link out. I'm going to put it out on Facebook. Anyone that's interested. But to me, Andre, this event on Thursday, April 4th at Rizzo's, right on Clark Street, right across from Wrigley Field from 6 to 10 p.m. is going to be the perfect event for opening day week. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Probably just as much as I'm looking forward to opening day. And I especially wanted to extend, you know, the 3 days there being in Chicago, knowing that this event was going to be put on for the purpose. Not only just for opening day, but for the event itself.
Well, I thank you so much, Andre, for coming on the Fly the W, and I will see you April 4th at Rizzo's.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.